Sean Maloney's on the line. I need to talk rugby with him. A big weekend ahead with the Six Nations. Every match streaming ad-free, live and exclusive on Stan Sport. And I'll run you through who will be playing. Hugh, who? G'day, Sean. Nice to speak to you, mate.
Matty, nice to hear your voice. Welcome back into your chair. I can't believe we're about to get stuck in a rugby already. It's come around quick, mate, real quick.
Well, it came around quicker for us with Eddie coming back in, and I want to pick your brains about that, because obviously with Six Nations, we now have a look at the team that he's left behind and whether or not Rugby Football Union over there have made the right choice, and then obviously what happens here. So let's go there first. England will start their campaign against Scotland. What's the post-Eddie era look like for them?
Yeah, so new coach, obviously, in there by the name of Steve Borthwick, who had sort of worked in and around and under Eddie for a period of time. They were a long way from where they needed to be through their... Well, so if we go back to November last year when the Wallabies were on their spring tour, which is their autumn tour, so they were a long way off and weirdly gone with a fairly similar setup in terms of team and that kind of thing as well. So they've got Scotland first up, and I reckon Scotland might just trouble them. They've picked a really strong team, have Scotland. So I reckon Scotland can potentially upset the English this weekend.
So what's then a pass mark? I mean, if they offload their coach and they're in that World Cup cycle, what have they got to do here to you know where I'm going. What have they got to do here to turn around to say that they're punters? We made the right decision.
Yeah, I know. I still can't believe that we're going to have a situation, 7-8 months from now, where he's going to be coaching potentially against England in that World Cup. So I still can't get my head around that. But you're right. What will the pass mark be? What will the questions being asked of them? I think the fans will be demanding that they hit it running, basically, because the results had fallen away so significantly in the later stages of Eddie's time there with England. So they'll be demanding wins, but I don't know that they're going to get one this weekend.
Can you see a surprise packet either this weekend in the first round of the Six Nations and overall in the tournament?
I reckon Ireland will be too good for the majority of. So they've quite openly flagged their intentions to try and take the coveted Grand Slam, which ain't easy to do in Six Nations. They'll go into the tournament as the number one seed. They're super settled. They've picked a really strong team for their opener this weekend against Wales, who themselves have just let go of their head coach and brought back an icon in rugby in terms of standing in the game as a coach, Warren Gatlin. So they start new life as well. And there was another coach who went missing recently, Vern Cotter at Fiji, has just resigned this week as well. So merry-go-round well and truly in full flight on the coaching front.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how it plays out. So we've got Wales v Ireland first up, then England v Scotland off the back of that, then Italy v France. So that's how it's going to play out. And like I say, you can catch every match of the Six Nations ad-free, live and exclusive on Stan Sport with your good self. Now, Eddie, in our backyard, what are the biggest questions? And we're getting a feel of the Eddie show. When it was announced, Sean, I said, hold on, folks, here comes the Eddie show. You and I have seen it before and we'll see it again. And it's going to be awesome and entertaining. But what are the biggest questions now facing Eddie Jones now that he's got his feet under the desk?
Well, I mean, the thing that is, from a fan's point of view and even from a commentator's point of view, that I can't wait to see what he does with the squad he's got. Obviously, he has his own thoughts around how he wants to play, and he wants to see the Wallabies progress through those five games ahead of the World Cup. So I love the idea, Matty, and this is the other thing that I love about the fact that he's now in there, is that Super Rugby takes on a whole new meaning for so many players who previously were on the outer with the Wallabies set up and coach with Dave Rennie. He's gone, so now they get a fresh chance to try and impress Eddie. So that'll be the first thing, just seeing what he likes, who he likes, and who he starts to bring in. I know that he'd already spoken earlier this week in a terrific press conference that he delivered down at his old school down at Matraville there with the Ella brothers all in the house, and that was a real homecoming, where he even touched on, bringing guys back into the fold like Sulu Vunivalu and some other blokes who are on the periphery in recent times. So that's what's got me excited, and that's what I reckon will be the first thing he has to do, just start sort of juggle who goes where, and we might see some new faces.
So then from the other side, Sean, I'm interested in your take as a footy fan, right? You're a professional in the industry, but you're a fan and you're a lover of the game. And I mentioned the other day off the back of that press conference that Eddie is an expert at selling what he wants you to buy. So what do you think his biggest sell point is, has to be to get the broader audience back on board for the Wallabies?
Mate, that is such a good question. And I reckon it's just him. So I was lucky enough to grab him from interview out of the Sydney Sevens last week doing some stuff. I was calling with World Rugby. So it was mid-afternoon Sunday and got him out on the fence line to shoot our interview. And, mate, kids came running from everywhere. Like all those bays on the play tunnel side, kids, they would have been between, I reckon, 6 and 11, all come flooding down to the fence line, all hang over the fence, all want to get selfies with him. Then, obviously, on the other side of that, the parents come down, they want to get photos and selfies with him. He's an iconic coach. He's an iconic rugby man. So I think that's one of the things that I'm really excited about, is the fact that he can sell. Like you say, he can sell you anything, and he will be so good in terms of selling the game and hyping it. And that's no knock on Dave Reddy, no knock on any of the previous Wallaby coaches, certainly not no knock on Michael Cech, because he was really good at pumping it. But Eddie's just, I mean, he knows how to move people to want to buy in. And that, if that's the snapshot last Sunday, then I reckon we're in for a pretty fun, we'll start with the first year and then go from there. But we're in for a good World Cup year.
It's going to be a ride. He's passionate, he's entertaining, and there's also a bit of that, there's a bit of that quirkiness. You go, holy cow, what's he going to do or say next? And that's got to be good for those that need to buy into stuff. Good on you, mate. Thank you for your time this morning. Can't wait for the Six Nations to get underway.
We'll speak soon. See you, buddy.